President Biden's executive order on artificial intelligence, AI, marks a crucial step towards the structured integration of AI in the workplace. This directive establishes a federal government-wide approach to the safe, secure, and trustworthy development and use of AI, particularly focusing on its implications for the workforce. The order, while not a new regulation, signals a future trend of guidelines and potential enforcement related to AI in the workplace. It includes several directives aimed at advancing and protecting workers' rights in the context of AI integration, emphasizing the need for AI to create and not just displace jobs. One of the central directives to the Secretary of Labor is to publish principles and best practices for employers aimed at mitigating potential harms of AI to employees and maximizing its benefits. These principles must address AI's impact on job displacement, labor standards, job quality, and workers' data privacy. Further, the EO instructs the Secretary of Labor to ensure that AI-driven workplace monitoring complies with existing labor laws, including fair compensation for hours worked. It also calls for a report on supporting workers displaced by AI, exploring federal program adaptations and legislative options for additional support. In terms of hiring, the EO mandates guidance for federal contractors on non-discrimination in AI-based hiring systems. It also addresses potential algorithmic discrimination in employment, directing the Assistant Attorney General to convene a meeting to prevent such biases in automated systems. The EO's broader reach includes directives to various federal agencies to prioritize AI-related education and workforce development, encouraging fair competition and consumer protection in the AI marketplace. This includes a focus on the labor market effects of AI and the creation of a White House AI Council to coordinate these efforts. Employers are encouraged to adapt by focusing on education, training, and upskilling initiatives. This may involve implementing educational assistance plans, offering student loan repayment programs, and designing benefits to support reskilling for AI-induced job transitions. Proactive workplace transition policies are also recommended, which might include strategies for severance pay, retirement options, career transitioning services, and mental health support for employees affected by AI advancements. In conclusion, President Biden's executive order on AI in the workplace serves as a pivotal guide for navigating the integration of AI technologies. It emphasizes a balanced approach, prioritizing workers' rights and the responsible development of AI, setting a precedent for future policies and employer practices.